Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning into this weekend pod of Born to Be a Star. Friday got away from me. It was a long day. I apologize for not doing the podcast on Friday, but you know how life is and things just happen, and I'm sorry for that. But had a great day yesterday and had an even better day today singing in choir, and there's so much to talk about. So why don't we get to that? Why don't we get to talking about the podcast? Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. For you to recognize that you do have the ability to do anything you put your mind to within circumstance. I mean, clearly there's some things you're not going to be able to do. Maybe you won't necessarily be an acrobat or ballerina or some sort of like a strategic tap dancer if you've never done it before. But if you persevere and you dedicate time to it and you learn something, you can certainly become better at it, whether that's a language or anything. We should be saying to ourselves when we look at our reflections in a mirror, nice to see yourself today, or something in that realm, right? We should be proud of what we've done and where we're going to next on our journey. Our reflection is a reflection of where we have been and where we're going to next. And these are good things. We've got so much to talk about today. I want to tell you about Holy Week and everything I'll be doing at church and singing, and I'll be serving next week. And I'm just so excited about the next week and a half ahead. And it's really my favorite time of the year for church. And it really just provides an opportunity to just can be completely consumed with God the way I love being consumed with Him. But first of all, yes, you can is a mantra that you should say to yourself that gives you the ability to do something that maybe you're scared of doing. Maybe complete something that you didn't think you were able to do. And maybe stay positive if something was attempting to make you negative. I mean, you can learn a new language. You can read a new book. You can find a new hobby. You can decide you want to join Poshmark like I did and get, like, pushed into this entirely different kind of a world, which is kind of fun to me, right? You can change your mind. You can decide you want to have one nail color versus another. There's just so much you can do, right? And there's nothing that should stop you. You can decide you want to entirely change your style. Or maybe you want to change your favorite color. Or maybe you want to buy a house. Or maybe you're tired of wasting money on a property and you want to sell the house. And you want to rent a condo. Whatever it is you want to do, do it. And don't wait for tomorrow. Don't apologize for anybody. And be unapologetic while you do it. Because the moral of the story is, yes, you can. Yes, we can do anything we put our minds to. And anybody instilling doubt and fear in you is a loser. Remember that. Outside of the yes, you can is the never give up. And why do we say never give up? John Cena is the reason why we say that, because that's his main genre for his life. He's got a bunch of others too. But never give up is definitely one of his main things that he says. And never give up is a mantra that you should say to yourself when you're trying to persevere through difficulty in your life, right? Whether it be someone sick, you're sick, you're going through a difficult time with your job or where you live, or you're just having bad feelings about something, or you're going through anxiety or depression or whatever it could be. Maybe it's none of those emotions. Maybe you just had a bad day. Whatever the case may be, you can't give up. Not on yourself or anybody that you love. You can't find an easy way out, and that's not life, and that's not realistic. So instead of us attempting to do that, why don't we attempt to be better? Instead of us saying, I don't want to go through this, this is too difficult, or how am I going to do this? Instead of women that are having problems with fertility looking for IVF or attempting to adopt or having someone else carry their child for them, why don't we look for options? If you failed a test or you were attempting to become a lawyer and you did not pass the bar, then try to pass the bar again. If you're doing your master's and you didn't pass the test to finish it, then do the test again, right? If you're sick and you have cancer, get the chemo and see if you can get better from it.
right? And instead of thinking you're going to die and everything is going to end, find a way to live. Live in the eye of the storm. Live beyond the chaos and the insanity. Find a way to survive. And it's okay to do that. That's the mantra. Never give up. And I know that sounds difficult, especially when you're in the dark of the darkness and the black, where no one can see you and you think you're hidden from everything. But I see you. I understand. It's difficult at times to be positive and happy when you feel like you don't have anything. I have been there many times. But you have to pick yourself back up. You have to get off of the floor. And you have to get up and walk. Head forward. Chin up. Arm straight. Back high. And you have to become fearless. You have to see your pain and get through it. I was listening to Dan Bongino, and I talk about him all the time. And he was talking about the owner of a company, and I can't remember the name of the company, and the company has made like $1 trillion or something. And the owner said, and he graduated from some prestigious university, you have to have the ability to understand that you can't not have like ridiculous expectations, and you have to like experience bad things, like painful things, for you to be able to understand some things. And hearing that was like a reflection. I don't know if necessarily my entire life, but it was just a reflection of the things that I say here every day, right? It's a reflection of the idea that everything isn't going to be perfect. Things are going to be bad. Things are going to be difficult. There's going to be times when things are great and everything's going the way you want them to. And then there's going to be times where you can't control any of it and everything is chaos and it's Mad Max. And you have no idea if you're going to be able to breathe air in 5 seconds. But if you don't go through something bad, and you don't lose something, and you don't experience the bottom, and you don't know what that is, and you're living in some fake matriarchal pretend playland, you're not going to be successful. You're not going to understand the value of what you've achieved if you're just given everything. That's not what life is supposed to be. And I just thought that hearing that man say that, and he was at a TED talk, I believe, and he said that. He said the best advice that he could give to the class that he was speaking to, he was at a graduation, is I wish pain on you. And I think in retrospect, that's a great thing to say to someone. Never give up, right? Because you're going to experience these things, but you have to fight. And you cannot stop. That's my message today. Never give up. Regardless of how bad it is, understand the when you get to the other side, it's going to be better. Following never give up is why not today. Why do we say that? Because perseverance is very important. And us pretending like not making up your mind and procrastination and indecisiveness is going to lead you to success is a lie. Taking forever to make a decision, thinking you're going to do one thing and then at the last moment changing your mind, that's not going to lead you anywhere. That's not the structure you want. Those are bad things. You also can't put your life on a back burner saying you're going to do things at a point when you get time. When are you going to get time? When are you going to do that? That's something that you should seriously be asking yourself. And I don't know if I can answer that necessarily right now, but I feel like people, human beings, should have the ability to understand if they don't plan things out and they don't organize their life correctly and they do things functionally correctly, they're going to have more success, right? Organization is key to happiness. And if you don't have that organization, then you might not have that happiness. That is what I'm saying. Don't put your life on a back burner assuming you can control time and you can buy it, because there's no amount of money that can buy it. We can't go back in time, and we don't have the ability to go forward in time. That is at the movies. That's not real. In reality, there is no pill. And if there was a pill, they already force-fed it to us. So we don't know what color they gave to us. We didn't have the Neo ability with Morpheus to decide we wanted to take the red pill and see life for what it was. I mean, I'm definitely taking the red pill, and I might not sound as nice as some other people because I'm telling you the factual truth in ways that maybe others don't do that. But I've struggled, and I continue to struggle sometimes with indecisiveness. And procrastination is not a great thing either. Make up your mind and live with it. That's it. Don't put your life on the back burner. Respond to your mom if she texts you, and text your brother back. And even if your brother doesn't respond back, you still text him and then wait for him to text you back. If you made plans, be responsible and be there. If you need to fix the dishwasher, then find somebody that's going to fix the dishwasher, because you know you can't do it. If the washing machine doesn't work in the basement, you need to seriously get that fixed or see if you need a new one. These are things that you need to do. If your car is not working right, you probably need to bring it to the mechanic. There's things that you're going to need to do in your life, and if you don't do them correctly, you're not going to succeed. Moving on from the mantra, let's get to the headlines with No Media Allowed, No Media Allowed, No Media Allowed, because they lie to us anyway. So, Trump had a speech. And you know what happened after he had the speech. Nancy Pelosi made a comment about it. And a bunch of other Democrats said that he said things out of context that he didn't say. Fannie Willis is still on the case, and I don't know how. The judge is likely scared of her, and he's a wimp. Okay. I know that he didn't really, like, go very hard on Fannie because he's worried about his election. But shouldn't he be more concerned about the fact that he didn't go hard on her and everybody watched him do it? So wouldn't that kind of interfere with his election because he's a weenie? I don't understand, but okay. I'm really tired of hearing Republicans and a bunch of other people continuing to say that we need to back up Ukraine. I had a very interesting conversation with Skip today when we were eating lunch at Arby's. And he said that NATO has far more weapons than Russia. And clearly, Ukraine has lost, which we all know. And I've been saying it every day for months now, right? They lost a long time ago. He doesn't think that Russia is going to stop, and neither do I. I think that they bit off more than they could chew. And I don't know why the United States of America is a part of NATO. I don't know why the United States of America is a part of the World Health Organization or any of these world organizations that don't benefit Americans in America. I'm not saying that America doesn't need allies, but I'm saying that these things don't correctly affect us. They harm us. The inflation rate in America has not come back down. Allowing these illegal people into our country and not vetting them correctly is a detriment to Americans. There is an American culture, and they keep trying to remove it. They keep trying to deny the American history and deny America completely, just entirely. We're not Canada. Canada is the hat of America. I'm going to lead with that. And I don't have anything against Canada. But Canada isn't the United States of America. The United States of America is the tree of the world. And when you understand the context of that, you understand me saying these things about America. I'm not saying there's not other nice countries around the world. And maybe the intentions of the people that live there aren't cruel. But the governments in these countries are horrible, right? Can you imagine living in Ukraine where you're being told you can't vote in an election? Can you imagine living in Ukraine where you're being told you're going to be punished because you believe in God? Can you imagine living in the United States of America where your hairdresser is telling you that Catholicism is bad? in the Catholic Church deserves people dressing up in nun costumes and at Dodger games because of what they did. Although Baptists did stuff too and every other weird religion. Can you imagine people thinking that Hamas is not the problem? That's the noise that we're all listening to all day, regardless of where we are. People not understanding reality. And when I have these conversations with you about politics and war, I'm fully cognizant of the fact that the United States makes money off of wars, even if we don't need to be involved in them necessarily. Here's what's happening. NATO is using Ukraine as a proxy to attack Russia. We all know that. Ukraine has lost a lot of people, and they're going to continue to do that. My question to Skip, though, was, is there going to be an ending here? And I don't necessarily see that that's going to happen. In the United States of America, you got to listen to these idiotic politicians try to go in or at it and combat each other about Donald Trump like he's so bad. But I want to remind you of something. Just about a week and a half ago, Joe Biden went to Texas for a camera show to pretend like he cared about the border. Yet there's no legislation, there's no laws being passed to protect Americans like Laken Riley, who got murdered during the daylight and her head was bashed in. I'm going to continue to repeat that. Or the girl that just got raped by a Haitian, like a disabled girl got married by a Haitian in a hotel in Massachusetts, and he was supposed to be in New Jersey. He needs to get deported back to wherever the fuck he came from. And yes, I said a bad word, and excuse me for that. But clearly, Haiti is not working. And I told you last week that the United States of America gave like $450 million to Haiti. Where did that money go, though? Because the people that are running that country, there is no government there. It's a group of people that eat arms and stuff. I want you to go on YouTube and look up what I'm talking about. Just so you can see, man. Or go on X and look up the person in charge of Haiti. The group and the gangs in charge. They're eating body parts. And they're killing people. And everything is chaotic and everything is bad. And there is no hope and there is no happiness. And there is nothing there. And do you know why it got to that point? Because the United States of America didn't do anything to help Haiti. And you know how we protect the United States of America? By helping the countries where these people come from, so that they don't come here. There is no more room. We have enough Americans already, right? They're not building houses, and BlackRock in China is buying all the goddamn property up. The rent costs as much as a mortgage. No one mentions the victims, which is you, me, and everyone here. We're overpaying for taxes, and we get no luxuries. Me and my husband make a lot of money, and we get punished for it. And that's not fair. I don't want to be house poor. Neither does him. We got enough common sense to understand the game here. Are people really tired of the government yet? I don't think so. I feel like a large majority of the Democratic Party is just willing to vote for Joe Biden because they have no common sense and they don't understand what's going on. Do you like overpaying for everything? Do you like gas being ridiculous? Do you like crime? Do you like seeing people do things they're not supposed to? And listening to my hairdresser tell me that Joe Biden is a good guy, he's got a good history, tells me she doesn't know anything about politics and she's definitely lost. Now, I like her. I love her, too. But when it comes to politics, she's not where she should be. I don't think that people are fully aware of what's going on. I think that they are indoctrinated by the media and they believe whatever they say to them and they have no actual idea of what's happening. The United States is sinking. It's being swallowed up in the Red Sea and bad things are happening. There's nobody in charge of the White House except for the Obama administration, which is pretending to be the Biden administration. Joe Biden is getting walked off of camera shots and walked away from the reporters. He doesn't answer any questions, and he keeps making reference to the fact that he needs permission to talk to anybody. This is coming from the president of the United States of America. He's the president. He was supposed to be the guy that was supposed to fix everything and bring everybody together. He's not fixing anything, and no one is coming together. Black Lives Matter was a sham. COVID was a convoluted plan that went the wrong way. All these things weren't accidents. Them letting Dr. Fauci be in charge wasn't an accident. Them playing around with these viruses and these vaccinations weren't accidents. They make money when bad things happen. Duh. But I don't think that the United States of America has gotten to the point yet where people are aware that the government isn't working for them. They're working for themselves. And I think it's going to have to get far worse before it gets far better. And I'm just going to continue to mind my business and enjoy the time that I have left and start a family with my husband and raise some kids and buy a house and just do normal American things. Maybe it won't be a house, maybe it'll be a condo, because I don't feel like mowing lawns or stuff. Probably will end up being that. But we're just going to buy some property, have some kids, do what we got to do, work at our jobs, work to them till we retire, and enjoy our lives. Travel and have fun and live and not worry about these people. They're doing all of this on purpose. Breaking the law has no consequences, because they'll bring these people to jail and they'll let them right out, and they don't care. Brox doesn't care. Letitia James doesn't care. Any of these DAs that are being hired by George Soros aren't actually qualified to be DAs, so of course they don't care. Any of these judges that they hire that don't understand the law, like, clearly they didn't actually go to law school. They just graduated with a degree that they never earned. Just gonna say it. Moving on from politics, right? May the force be with you when it comes to politics. Let's get to the main part of the conversation. A leader doesn't follow. I say that all the time, especially when I talk about politics, right? And why do I say that all the time? Because if you're trying to make a difference and change things, you can't follow everyone else, because clearly they didn't change anything. And that's why everybody else is following something else. If you're going to be a leader and you're going to be the difference and you're going to have star power and you're going to make things different, then you're the one that has to lead everybody else. Sometimes that's a lonely road. Sometimes it feels like you're invisible and no one can see you, because you're seeing things outside of the box that that everybody else is seeing everything in, right? That can feel difficult. But I am not going to be a blind follower for anybody. I am not going to willingly follow along with stupid, idiotic, ignorant people that are not just uneducated but unwilling to learn things that are different. And I am not going to subjugate myself to the deterioration of the world, right? The world is constantly getting dumber, slower, and more pathetic by the moment. Living in the United States of America, in the great state that I live in, I've had the pleasure of experiencing a lot of good things. I've had the pleasure of traveling to other places and meeting new people. I've had the pleasure of being able to live the life that I wanted to live. And taking that into consideration, I will not follow anybody anywhere. Except for maybe Jesus Christ. But outside of God and my husband, I'm not sitting back and allowing somebody to tell me and chastise me and direct me into the depths of hell because they think they know something that they don't know. You really, really, really need to make sure that you're doing your investigations on people correctly. Who are these people that are talking to you? Don't make friendships at your job, man. Leave your work at work. Be careful who you're friends with. These people might not really want to be your friends. They might want something. You really need to strategically look at your life and look at why people are trying to do things, because it could backfire. So you seriously need to be careful. But a leader doesn't follow. And I'm not going to be a victim of hatred and jealousy and envy. And I've told you many times that all those traits make you look ugly. They give you lines on your face and they just make you miserable and mad. I'm not envious of anybody. I have my own life. I'm on my own journey. I'm doing my own thing. Me and my husband do our thing the way we want to. And we don't give a shit about anybody else. And why would we? Right? It's him and me against the world. And it's been like that from the beginning. And it'll be like that to the end. As far as I'm concerned, I'm leading the stars. Because that's what a star does. And the light is following me. And I am following the light. Because like I say at the end of the podcast every day, we're the beginning, the middle, the end, the start, the past, the future, and the present. We are at the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, the end of the day. We were here before there was anything, and we will be here after there is nothing. We are sort of like Jesus Christ being omnipresent, because starlight, the illumination of light, is never ending, and the darkness can't consume it. Because it is too powerful to be consumed. So no, I am not a follower. Yes, I am a leader. And no, I won't feel bad about that. And if you feel the way that I just explained, rise with me, brothers and sisters, and let's fix this world together. Because it's up to you, me, and us to make everything different. That's what a leader is. The difference. Let the pain go. If something didn't work out, if friendship didn't last, if an experience didn't go the way you want it, if something hurt you, if you had a really horrible reaction to some sort of medication, or the doctor told you something really horrible, right? Like, you've got polycystic ovary syndrome, you're not going to have kids, you've got cancer, something's wrong with your urethra, something's wrong with your leg, blah, 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 you got diabetes, something really horrible. You've got leukemia. Something horrible. Somebody you love dies. Something does not go the way you want it to. And it really hurts you and affects you. The only thing you can do is let it go. Don't hold on to it. Because when you do that, it will consume you completely. And it will deteriorate any happiness that you have. So have the ability to just let it go. Never say never. I know sometimes, like, you'll be thinking of something, you're like, I'm never going to do that. But you don't know what experience you're going to be in when you might actually change your mind. So never say never. Considering dreadlocks, I mean, I was, but I ended up getting a relaxer. And I'm kind of happy I did it. I was tired of my hair being curly. And I have really curly hair, so in order for my hair to be straight, I have to relax it because it is extremely curly. And in order for it to stay straight, I have to put a relaxer in it. Like, and I have mixed hair, but my hair is extremely curly. So in order for it to be straight, I have to do a relaxer in it. I was considering dreadlocks. At some point, I might do them, but I don't know. I just feel like I like to change up my hair so much. I wouldn't want to have a style which is still consumed like that. But we'll see what happens. Maybe later on I'll decide I want to do it. I am getting highlights in about 2 weeks, so we'll see how that goes. Hair care. You really got to make sure you have good conditioner, a good shampoo, a good leave-in, a good brush, a good comb, and you got to really make sure you take care of your hair, right? Are you putting it in a ponytail before you go to sleep? You're not just wearing it out, right? I mean, maybe you're lucky enough to have your... There's different hair textures and different types of hairs, and you want to make sure you brush your hair at night. You want to make sure you put conditioner in it and you don't strain it too much. You don't want to put too much weight on your hair because then you're really going to put yourself in a bad position. Where do you buy a couch? Well, you could buy it on Wayfair. You could buy a Lovesac. You can go online. You can go in a store. You can go to the Ashley thing. You can go to Bob's. There's so many options to buy furniture. But I like looking online, but I'd probably want to go into a store to buy furniture. I don't think I'd want to buy it online just because it's getting delivered and I don't know how that works. So I'm going to say go in the store. Fun shouldn't be forgotten. I know we're living in a busy world where everybody's got stuff to do and you feel like you never have time for anything, but you still got to find a way to put fun in that and laughter and humor and happiness. You just can't be living to work and work to live. No, man. Leave your job at the door when you walk out of it and have life. Like, my husband has said some very important things to me. And the best advice that he gave to me is, I'd rather make less money and have a life than make more money and not have one. There are women and men that bust their ass at their jobs and they're tired. They're like tired. And they don't have an escape. There's nowhere they can go to get away from all the responsibility that they have. You shouldn't be living that way. And I know that in the United States of America, everything about here is about working and money, and the government doesn't like you if you're not paying taxes at a certain rate, and they want to constantly make you feel stressed out about your existence because you just feel like you never have enough time for anything. But overall, in the big scheme of life, if you are not... If we are not going to... have a little bit of fun and laugh and watch a comedy show and dance and play bowling and go miniature golfing or go golfing or watch a tennis match or watch hockey in the living room or play Clue or Uno or Jenga or like watch like Wheel of Fortune together. If we're not going to watch Jeopardy and fail at it or maybe guess the correct answer or watch Next Level Chef, or maybe we're going to go baby clothes shopping, or maybe we're going to play a game on our phone, or maybe we're going to go buy a new car. If we're not going to have fun, then what's the point? Don't forget fun. Don't forget to live, because life doesn't wait for you. You're not going to just wind up old and say, I wish I did that. Don't be that person. Be better than that. Do everything you wanted to do and have no regrets. Do not work a job where you don't have a life and you're miserable because you care more about money than living. Because you might have less money at some point, but you might be more happier having less money than having more. Money isn't the answer for everything. It never was and it never will be. Don't forget the fun. Love like you can't breathe without it. It's important if you love somebody, whether it's your family member or it's your better half, right? Your partner. Love them in a way like if you don't have them near you, you're going to die. And the reason you should love them like that, because this should be something that there's nothing like it in the entire universe. It should be something... It should be something that is timeless, priceless, and perfect. Perfectly imperfect. That's what love is. It's something that you wish you had all the time in the world to experience, but you understand you can't have that, so you want to take advantage of all the time that you have had. You reminisce on your memories, and you're just excited about whatever's next tomorrow. That's the kind of love we should all want. And that is the kind of love we should all have. And I am very lucky. I'm very blessed. I'm just so grateful that God gave me somebody to love me like that. And for me to love somebody like that. I had an amazing Sunday at church today. We started practicing Passion of the Christ. Cast me not. Cast me not. I'm excited. I'm going to be in all the shows for church. So this is going to be fun asking my boss if I could leave early. Couple days so I could do this for Holy Week. Hopefully he says yes. I think he will. He's cool. We'll see what happens. The church was full and I almost cried with the choir around me. Like almost had tears in my eyes. All the chaos that's going on in the world, all the people, all the politicians that have negative things to say about Christians and believers in Jesus Christ, even the Muslim people or people of different faiths that want to bash you down because you believe in something that they can't control. It can be overwhelming and tiring at times, right? You can just feel like, how do I do this? But when I saw all my fellow believers and my family in church today, and I saw them wearing green for St. Patty's Day, and I saw the collection of families and girls and boys and men and women's and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and cousins and neighbors and best friends, I thought, my God, this could be like the doors of heaven. We are coming together to praise Jesus Christ in a time where no one is really praising anything, in a time where everything is really falling down. And we are here together praising Jesus Christ. And this is truly beautiful. There is nothing comparable to this moment where everyone is coming to praise Him together in worship of Jesus Christ. And as we get closer to Holy Week, my favorite time of year when it comes to church, and as we get closer to Him returning, I keep asking myself, I wonder, will I see Him return? And then I have to remind myself, regardless of how that happens, I'm going to heaven. So I'm going to see Him one way or another. He could be coming at any moment. And that is just so beautiful. Our Lord and Savior is coming to help us and bring us home. This is only temporary. We cannot get caught up with these things because we can't bring them with us. That's why I just made that comment about like a work-life balance and understanding that we can't live without fun. And why you have to love to the point where you can't breathe. Because something is coming. And it's not Neo and Morpheus in the Matrix. It's Jesus Christ. And when He comes, it's not going to be good. Because our world is fallen. We are unaware of the fact that we have deviated so far from the basics of how this place was created. He is not going to be happy. Now, I've decided to choose a different way and follow Jesus Christ. And I've decided to understand that I can't possibly be a victim because I have never experienced anything quite like Him. And even the moments of insecurity or horror or panic or fear that I have experienced are still not that. So, no, I will not cave in. No, I will not stop believing. And no, I will not give up. And I want to tell you that things are easy. I want to be the person to tell you that He's going to forgive everybody because God is forgiving. But I think that we're in trouble. I think that we are in a lot of trouble. I think we got caught up in the moment. We were under this assumption we were going to be able to control things. And I think we've been stupid. People are willing to give up and pretend like God doesn't exist because they want to believe in nothing but themselves. And they want to act like designer clothes are going to save them. And I'm the first person to admit that I like Chanel. I like being Balenciaga, Celine. I like nice things. I'm admitting that. I do. But I'm also going to sit here and tell you about how much I love Jesus Christ and that I committed my entire life, my soul and my mind and my body and my spirit to Him. When I became Roman Catholic and I did that RCIA program last year and I spent all those hours, all that time, all that dedication doing that. First of all, I did that because I wanted to become closer to my husband's family, especially to somebody that was very special to us, Nan Peg. and I did it in her memory, and I meant that with all of my heart and my soul, and it's been over a year there now, and it's the best decision that I've ever made in my entire life, and I couldn't be more happier. Being a part of our church gives me such spirit and energy, and just, there is nothing like it. When the world is going crazy and I'm watching people have bad experiences, I don't feel like that. I feel saved. I kind of look at people that are having bad experiences and they're talking about therapists and they're talking about how they need medication and all this stuff. And I'm looking at them confused because I'm thinking, well, shit, my therapist is God. I talk to him in the morning when I'm driving to work, and I talk to him in the afternoon when I'm peeing in the bathroom, and I talk to him of him all the time. Basically, God is like my unpaid therapist. Basically, anything that I'm worried or concerned about, I just talk to Jesus Christ about it. And sometimes he answers me, many times he doesn't, and sometimes he provides clarity to me in ways that I didn't see possible. Sometimes I think that I go hidden and he doesn't hear me when I'm like, I'm seriously experiencing something horrible. And in the mix of the chaos and the sorrow, he pulls me out of something I'm not supposed to be in. And that leads me to know that he is in control of everything and I have nothing to worry about. So I will not apologize for loving Jesus Christ. I do think that he is coming, and I think that the wrath that's coming with him is not going to be anything we're going to understand. I think when people start disappearing off this planet and they're just taken up to him, and the ones that are left behind, they're not going to know why. And there's nothing that they can do. So every time you make a bad decision, every time you're not following the consciousness in the back of your mind telling you something, every time you're disregarding reality and pretending like what I'm saying isn't real, and you're disregarding religion, and I'm not going to tell you which religion to pick. I'm not going to tell you you have to believe in anything. But every time you purposely go out of your way not to believe in anything because you want to do stuff that's not maybe the correct path or the correct way, and I'm not just talking about one person, I'm talking about all of us. I know I am a sinner and I don't do everything correctly. I know I don't know everything and I don't want to. I am okay admitting these things. I ask God for forgiveness at any chance and opportunity that I can. All the time, basically. He is going to return. And there is nowhere for any of us to hide. There's nowhere for us to go. He is the beginning, the middle, the end, and everything, just like we are. We are but vessels for his light. We being the light means he gets to be the light through us. That's the idea of star power. And I just wanted to put this positive Christian message here. So all those believers listening, pressing that play button, thinking no one can hear them, or your sorrow is unheard. I hear it. I see you. I feel you. You are not alone. We are here together. We are the light together. Brothers and sisters, we are not just going to light up this planet. We are going to light up the entire world. And I know this is not the end of the pod, I'm saying this, but I just want to bring some light into your life today on this holy, almost before Holy Palm Sunday weekend. He is coming. Jesus Christ, who rose after death, is coming. And what will you say when he questions you? I'm going to tell him I've loved him since I was born. And that's the most honest thing that I can say. Because I don't think there's ever been a moment in my entire life when I haven't trusted in him. Even when I didn't want to, I still did. So how would you approach that? Moving on from that, let's get to watching things. Drama TV. I'm kind of looking for a dating show. I was considering watching 90 Day Fiancé, but I saw a preview of it and it just irritated me, and I just felt like, I don't know if I would even want to watch this. Maybe. King Kong or Godzilla? I don't know. Like, I think Kong's okay. Godzilla's okay too.
If you had to pick one, which one would you want more? I don't know. Like, Godzilla's okay, but, like, his storyline is definitely different than the other one. And they're kind of the same, but they're totally different. And I guess it depends. I'm kind of not really into those movies like that. I've seen all of them, though. I've seen Jurassic Park, all of them, too. And they're entertaining and fun, but, like, I really think we should be concerned about, like, Planet of the Apes. And, like, all these doctors and all these experiments that are being done on animals and stuff. Because I definitely do think it's going to backfire. And I think these movies are, like, they should be a wake-up to us. Like, maybe we need to be careful what we're doing because this could backfire. But I think the characters that they put in the movies and, like, the storyline in, like, Godzilla or King Kong is really bizarre. Like, even Meg and Meg 2, like, the storyline with these idiots wanting to go, like, investigate like the water, like even Jaws, like the storyline for Jaws like pissed me off. Like, why are you in the water trying to investigate a shark? Like, you really want to see the span of water the shark has able to play with, and then all these idiots on the beach don't want to go anywhere and you want to keep them there because they're like the way you make money and you need them. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm over those two characters, and I'm ready for more stuff. How do you feel about that? Goff returns, and I can't wait. You know I love Goff. Let's go. In the hole, please. Birdie. I'm ready for it. I love Goff. It's one of my most favorite sports outside of hockey and soccer. Those are my top three, and then there's tennis. Football's like last, but I like it. I switched my team to Chiefs this year and I'm going strong with them. We'll see what happens. But I love golf. I love watching it. I love my favorite golfer, and I'm really excited about this season of golf, and I can't wait to keep watching it whenever I get an opportunity to. And it's really great having access to ESPN Plus for golf because you get to really see the important matches, and I just can't wait to watch it. Old movies are better than new movies because new movies have characters and storylines that are stupid and they don't make any sense. And I've said many times, I don't like woke storylines. I just want to watch a good movie. And I had a conversation with Michelle, my sister, and I brought up the point, why can't they just make normal movies so people can go to the movies that don't have any, like, woke backstory to them, where it's just about the movie instead? And she said she agreed with me. And she said that they can't do it because they've run out of ideas. I think she's right. So I'm going to stick with old movies. I'm going to watch all the things I've already seen on Netflix. And I'm not going to worry about what's at the movie theater because I don't care. And I'm not going. I still didn't see Barbie yet. How long has that movie been out? There's so many movies I haven't seen yet, and I don't even think I want to see them. Romantic comedies are hilarious. There's so many romantic comedies that I found hilarious, and they're all over everywhere, and you can find them when you're not even really looking. I just think the dating movies with the funny characters or, like, the comedians, I really love it. And I love the storylines and I love the meaning behind them. Love can be fun. Love can be a good time. And those movies really introduce the positivity behind, like, falling in love and meeting somebody to be with. And I think that's something that you need to have fun watching. So I'm all in for that. Red Queen. Marlo, maybe. Dark Harvest, that kind of looks scary. Will there be a new season of Reacher? Hopefully. But after the last season of Reacher, what would the next one be about? I guess that's the fun of us. Us waiting to see, right? Some of these shows, I don't think they're going to continue, but hopefully they do. And I think that came out on Amazon, so hopefully we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Tree Pines, is there going to be a new season of that? I haven't seen anything yet, so I'm assuming there's only one. And The Boys. The Boys is like a fascinating show about superheroes, but it's entertaining, right? It's the actual superheroes and like what their reactions would actually be, which is why I find it absolutely hilarious. Like watching that show, I think I laughed more than anything. I don't know if they're going to come out with another season of it. I wish they would, but I love that show.
and it's very entertaining. Moving on from watching things to eating things, thanks for tuning in to this Monday edition of Star Watch. Lemon lime water will definitely help consume your appetite and keep you fuller longer, and it definitely has a great taste. Your season rack should be full of the seasons that you want to put on meat or whatever you're cooking to give it more flavor. Date nights, do's and don'ts. First of all, if you're going to go on a date night outside of like Valentine's Day or your birthday or just your normal date night, try going somewhere that's affordable. You don't have to wait in a line and you're not buying some ridiculous stuff you don't even know if you want to eat. And actually do an investigation on where you're going to date night. Are we talking about like Arby's? Or are we talking about like Applebee's? Now see, I like Arby's. Skip is saying that Chili's is cheap. And in some contexts, it is cheap. But like some of these restaurants, the prices are kind of ridiculous. So, like, if you're going for, like, a regular date night and it's not, like, Valentine's Day, I would say don't overpay for a restaurant that you maybe don't need to go into. But if you're going to go all out with a steak and a T-bone and shrimp and all that stuff, well, find a place maybe you've never been to and make it fun. Maybe the date night could be Panera Bread. The date night could be a steakhouse. The date night could be shrimp. It could be Thai food. It could really be anything. I think the best way to go on a date night is to pick a town you want to go to and then pick a restaurant you've never been to before and go there. And I think you should make date nights fun. It should be like the first time you've met each other and you're like going on a date and you're maybe put the phone down and talk to each other. Maybe do that. Maybe don't look at your email. Maybe put everything to the side and have a moment together for a date. And pick a restaurant you'd ever been to instead of just going to Denny's. That's really not date night material. It's not. But if you want to, you could go to McDonald's and have a date. I guess it doesn't matter. It's all about your fun. Pumpkin bread. Have you ever had pumpkin bread? I feel like I had pumpkin bread. Today, I had Irish bread and it was good. Mexican chicken salad sounds like something I want to eat right now. It really does sound good. Dinner hacks and griddles. So there's so many ways you can make dinner in like such a small amount of time. And I think the new thing that they're coming out with now is griddles. And I think we should definitely like give energy and effort to it and see if we like it. More veggies, less bread. Like the more greens you eat, the more colorful foods you put into your body, maybe you should get the vitamins, the green and the red bottle. I can't remember the name of the vitamins, but you should be looking for opportunities to eat better things. That's it. Thank you for tuning into this weekend edition of Born to Be a Star. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow on Monday. Forgive me for not doing the podcast Friday, and thank you for understanding. I had a busy week. I haven't had a day off, and I'm going into another week without another day off. And I'm just trying to find God as my main realm of energy, and I'm just trying to get through it day by day. Together, stars, you, me, all of us, everyone together, we are not only going to light up this world, but we are going to light up this galaxy and the next galaxy to infinity and beyond, because we are the light. We are the stars. We are omnipresent. We are the radiation that fills the darkness with light. The darkness will continue to chase you, attempt to consume you, and attempt to make it so you don't exist. But you have to understand your power, and you have to do what light does. Brighten everything. I dare you to see your light, be your light, and not be scared. Your star power is a power that gives you the ability to be the light anywhere, anytime, everywhere. Together, brothers and sisters, everybody, we are the light, and the darkness can't stop us, because we were here before that, and we will be here after that. We are the power, we are the illumination of light, and there is simply nothing that can stop us, because we are inevitable, we are unstoppable, we are unapologetically bright and resilient. And we will be here always and forever. I will see you same place, same time on Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope you had a great St. Paddy's Day. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Kiss me, I'm Irish. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.